Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
John chapter 2. I was thinking, I said, what do I share on a day like this? I want to believe that there's nobody here who is afraid that you'll not see 2016. Because fear is of the devil. The Bible says that those who fear, say fear itself, say it will have its portion in the lake of fire. So fear will be judged in hell. So we condemn fear and we judge it right now. In the name of Jesus, the righteous or the just shall live by faith. So let no man be here who thinks he won't see 2016. Because in the name of Jesus, you will celebrate into 2016. Yeah. That amen didn't sound like I thought it would sound. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. And you are going to enter like you have never entered a new year before. In the name of Jesus. I mean, you enter celebrating the goodness of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. Unusual wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, John chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding, verse 1, in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited. I hope you know that they were not 12 yet. At this time, they were not 12 yet. They had some. So they were there. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, that is to Jesus, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? I hope you understand the language. What does your concern? Woman, you are concerned with they having no wine. So how does that affect me? You are the one concerned. So it wasn't a rude thing, as a matter of fact. It was just kind of, hey, mommy. But let's go on. Then in our country, said, my hour has not yet come. Mommy, what you know is a privileged information. They don't know yet. But mommy knew, and so mommy expected something. What a woman of faith. His mother said to the servants, just turning away from Jesus, he said to the servants, whatever he says, do it. Now, there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. Strange. What has wine got to do with the water that was used for ablution? But remember, whatever he says to you, do it. And they filled them, verse 7, to the brim. Can you see obedience? Obedience without any duress. Obedience at best. They didn't just fill it. They filled it to overflowing at will. There are certain things that we just have to do with our whole heart. And he said to them, draw some out now. That's when they had obeyed the first instruction. He gave a second instruction. And take it to the master of the feast. He didn't test it. He said, take it there. When the master of the feast had tasted the water, he didn't know it was water, that was made wine, and did not know exactly where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. Okay? The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You know why? Because then they are drunk and they cannot discern what is good or what is bad. At that time, if you give them urine, they will drink. So it's not good to be drunken to where you lose control. And many get to that place. That's why drinking is not good. Okay. And he said, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. But you see, your case is different. You have kept the good wine until now. Verse 11. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested. Hallelujah. So the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed him or in him. Then after this, he went to Capernaum. He, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. And they did not stay there many days. Even that Capernaum, miracles happened. Now, let me just quickly share what the Spirit has been telling me about this. It was the first time we will see Jesus perform a miracle. And let me quickly say to someone here in the name of Jesus, this remaining few hours of 2015 may be your first time. I'm not joking. Believe you me, because I know what he told me. Some have shut down the year, but please don't. Somebody either here or through the internet, within the sound of my voice, the beginning of miracles. In the name of Jesus. The beginning of signs. The beginning of manifestation. Somebody. You know, for some, it's like, is it not showers? Let's forget it. No, but for you, it's not been like that. And there's a reason for that. For me, there's a reason for that. The beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested. Glory be to God in the highest. And revealed. It just gave them a little bit of revelation of who he was. Your true essence will begin to come out like yes. Like it has never been. In the name of Jesus. Sincerely, I give God the glory. See, one thing that is clear. Okay, I take it back. Until evening. But you see, he says on the third day, because it's a continuing story. We've seen the second day. If you go to 43 of chapter 1, the following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and they found Philip. So it's a continuing story. So the following day, and then, of course, the third day. That's just the third day. But please understand that wedding in those days and in that tradition is not a one-day thing. It's not a one-day thing with us, too. We do what's the white carrying in Igbo. We do the gauge in Yoruba. So we do one day, and then we'll prepare this. So, but here, for 2 weeks running, celebrations. So it was the last day. And a big celebration. And everything was going well. And then suddenly, they ran out of of wine. But the aspect that I say, when they, if you look at it again, chapter 2, verse 3, and when they ran out. And that tells me a lot of things, that every human institution and every human system is subject to some challenges. No human system is absolutely perfect. So there'll be a when. And the reason I can tell you quickly, otherwise human beings will be assumed the position of God. But there will always be some when in our lives that will make us Jesus, the Creator. He says, and when, as if it was being anticipated that they would run out of wine. So I don't know the aspect of your life or lives where the wine is running out. Is it in your education, your career, your business, your finances, your health, your marriage, your relationships? Or a desire that seems to be unnecessarily delayed? You want to get married, you are married, you want to get some children? Where are you feeling like the wine, right now? That's normal with human system. But the good thing, the good news is this. The Creator is always standing by. And that's one of the things that was demonstrated there. I mean, the mother of Jesus was invited. Good. Then the Bible says, and Jesus and his disciples were invited. They said the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus and his disciples were invited. See, ladies and gentlemen, anything in your life where you consciously invite Jesus to be part of, anything consciously, you will never regret. In the name of Jesus. Now, someone is saying, okay, I see. Maybe I did not consciously. Maybe I did not. It's not too late. You can invite him in right now. And that will be the basis for the miracles that we will begin to see. I'm not joking now. Because we are about to begin to see the miraculous in a way that we have never seen it. In the name of Jesus. For the past 5-6 years, we've done it much more, I mean, in the past, but for the past 4, 5, or 6 years, everything about our theme has been supernatural. Because it just, God just led me alone. And I thank God for the distance we were able to cover this year in terms of the manifestation of his grace. And next year is going to be something else. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So what's next year? Supernatural. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand that Jesus was invited and that made the difference. The question is this. Do you have Jesus in your life? You see, I like the way you answered. You know why? Because that's the... Oh, I feel the fire. See, your answer is just a demonstration of the kind of revelations and manifestations that we are getting from the vessels that carry Jesus. I'm not joking. You carry him, but you don't know what you carry. And that's why your response to his presence is so minimal and results are so minimal. But you see, what made the difference was that Jesus was invited. It was a deliberate act. And for many who are seated here today, maybe not all, you have invited Jesus into your life. And that's why I'm confident of your breakthroughs and your miracles from now on in the name of Jesus. You see what I'm talking about? That's the Bible. What if I don't come to meet you, Pastor, to pray for me? If you understand this, the time that you come to meet me will be few. Because you yourself will become a center for the miraculous. You become a lighthouse to many. So, because Jesus was invited, when the wine ran out, guess what? Mommy just walked to Jesus. Come on, is somebody, are you seeing the pattern? Is there anything in your life that is running out? You don't need to fret. I'm sure the governor and the celebrants and the celebrating family will have been, what happened? But you don't need to get there. She walks straight. Say, they have no wine. Jesus said, this woman. He said, what does your concern have to do with me? They are the one in trouble. You are the one concerned. He said, but yes, I'm concerned because I know I can solve the problem. How will you solve the problem? You now. Can you tell Jesus, you now? Okay, see the response again. You see the response again? Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. It's going to be a wonderful year next year. In the name of Jesus. I'm not joking now. See, many will be saying, this is it. And they will say, but how come you are not? Because you know that he's there. Let me tell you this. In Mark chapter 4, he said to them, let us cross over. Come on, is somebody hearing me?
Yes,
glory be to God in the highest. And they all got into the boat and they started to move. But the Bible says that, and they took him along. And after a while, a wind happened again. There was a storm. So when the storm began to hit, let me say this quickly. I don't know the wind that's already happening in your life right now. I don't know the wind that is about to happen. I have good news. The master of wind is in the boat. As you get into next year, in the name of Jesus, if you forget anything, don't forget, I carry him. In the name of Jesus, I am carrying him. And when they tried all they could and every human effort failed and it was obvious that they will die, they went to him and said, don't you care that we die? They didn't even know. Mary knew that this is the solution. They didn't know. They went to him, Master, don't you care? Who is talking deaf? The instruction is crossover. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, say in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Crossover! Who said it?
Jesus.
Come on, talk to me.
Jesus.
Who gave the instruction?
Jesus.
So in the name of
Jesus.
I say to you.
Yes.
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 I say to you. Yes. I say to you. Cross over.
Yes.
Don't you care? He got up. He didn't answer them because he didn't. He has no. He had no agreement with death for them. The agreement he had for, with eternity for them at that point is crossover. So he said, I rebuke you. That was to the wind. And suddenly, whoosh, then he turned to the sea and said, peace. Here, I am here today to declare to someone, because we have rebuked the wind when we started, we dealt with what we don't want to follow us. Can I prophesy peace into your life now? I say peace in the name of Jesus. I say peace in your homes, peace in your lives, peace in your health, peace in your marriages, peace in the lives of your children, peace in your finances, peace in your ministries, peace in your future, in the name of Jesus, peace. Be seated. Glory be to God in the highest. And so you see, that was another instance when he was invited or he was carried along. And my Bible tells me, no, you know that your body is the temple. I feel the fire now. Of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you. You know, Jesus says, if they say to you, come, he's here, come. He said, come on. He said, don't believe them. He said, the kingdom of God is right inside. He said, if any man hears me, my father and I will come in and we'll make that place our residence. So you are looking for my address on that? Just look for Pastor Taiwo. Come on, say it of yourself. Why are you like this? Say it. You are looking for Jesus' address on that? Come on, come on, come on. I can't hear you. I'm looking for a confident person now. You see, this sister, get up. This sister here. No, yeah, this one. Yes, yes, stand up. The moment I say you are looking for Jesus on that, look for Pastor Taiwo. I carry him. She went, and I knew something hit her. Okay, I won't go near her. Mm-hmm. Something hit her. Let me tell you this. You have suffered this setback all your life. And there seemed to be nobody to help. This revelation. You see what I mean? That's right. That's it. Leave him. Just don't let him injure you, that's all.
Yeah, all over the hall, huh? How can the Creator be residing on the inside and you are feeling like a destitute? Wow. Oof. You see? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Agbare lagbato. How can it be inside of you roaring and yet you are shaking like a prey? I think it's high time his roaring is allowed out. They will perish. Jesus was carried along. That was the saving grace. And the thing in my life and in your life is that Jesus is on the inside. It's high time we began to let him be who he is. Can you see how you are entering this coming year? Let me say this ahead of time. I'm Christianing myself. If you don't like the supernatural, you have something else coming next year. Because it will be supernatural. In the name of Jesus, it will be. You know, there's this Yoruba singer, a prophetess actually, by her own right, an evangelist by her own right. He says, Ono timo se ba toriyano. Farao babe oriyonu ona tinwo gbe ba ta fero mi lowo kota mi babe oriyonu. Can I translate it? He said the same path that Moses followed and encountered the miraculous. Pharaoh followed it. It was his destruction. The path that I will follow to find favor with God, to walk in his miracles, let my enemy follow the same path and let them perish. In the name of Jesus. I say, if you don't regard the supernatural this coming year, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can I be frank with you? The reason I'm alive, I'm standing today, the supernatural. He warned me expressly. I'm not talking abstract. Some of the pastors knew. He showed me like this, and he took, if you don't move now. And I said, no. He said, look, I'm showing you. You know when the Bible says he will take things that belongs to me and reveal it to you? Obala. I think I finished my sermon. Abby? You know what this service has done to prepare you for? So just go in this spirit, in this might, knowing who you are, who you carry, who is on the inside. And knowing that challenges do come and they will come, but they cannot stop you. In the name of Jesus. Rather, they will become the very, very impetus for your promotion. The steps for your upliftment. In the name of Jesus. So, and how did he do it? And when she went to him, he said, look, come on, woman. It's not yet time for me. The time of my revelation hasn't come.
But you know, women always like to help. They are created to help. So sometimes they help you, you almost run into trouble. But they're still helping, and they are helping. Pastor Nomti is a superb help for me. She will help me. Ah, she will help me, and I want to put a little more salt in my food. She will refuse. And I say, this thing, he said, at your age, which are you there? Even me, I'm not eating salt. I said, that's you. He said, no, it's not me. She's really helping me. It's true. But I say, hold on. Jesus is Lord. He said, aren't you enjoying it? I said, I'm enjoying it. I'm supposed to enjoy it. Jesus is Lord. Anyway, so she went to him and said, what has this got to do with me now? How does this concern me? But guess what the woman did? She's like, I hear you. I know you. They are coming to know you. Hey, let me tell someone here, in the name of Jesus, this coming year, people are coming to know who you know. Coming to know who I know in the name of through what you are doing in my life. Yeah. They don't need to like me. They don't even need to want to see my face. But they have no choice. They are coming to respect you in me. Because I know you. I know you. And so she's like, I hear you. She didn't give up because she knew him. She said, whatever he tells you. And like he says, take the switch now. No, I'm joking. Whatever he tells you, do it. So they're like, who? Say, whatever he tells you. Immediately, guess what? They left her. Let me tell you the proof of a good ministry. If your ministry will always point to Jesus. If your ministry will always direct the people to Jesus, then it's a real ministry. But if the ministry begins and ends with you, Koburu, the day they discover the Jesus they are looking for, they will leave you. Whatever he tells you. Guess what happened? Let me have a little drama here. Can I have 5 volunteers? 5. Okay, all right. Okay. You can come. You run a lot. Amen. God has answered your prayer in Jesus' name. Yay! Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, now, where is the mother of Jesus? I want a volunteer. Mother of Jesus. Okay. All right. Where is Jesus? Okay. Okay. So, mother of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. These are the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, no more wine. So everybody's like, what is it? So mother of Jesus now went to Jesus. They discussed it. We didn't hear them. We didn't hear them, but we just saw. She was not like. Now she walks away. And she's like, she's looking at him. Whoa, this man. Then everybody was looking. Then, okay, all of you come now. All of us are now here. He said, tell us about it. Who is this? Guess what happened? See you. All of us now. That is Jesus' ministry on earth.
That's why every church is into the same thing, pointing people to him. And now that we got to him, he just looked at us. She looks at us. He or she is the same thing. Now looked at us and said, you know what? You see, what does not relate? Our trouble is wine. She said, you see those pots there? Which pot? Where people take water to wash hand and leg. Say, go and fill those pots. So what do we do? Say, But she said, whatever. But what she's saying does not make sense. But miracles don't make sense. They don't make sense. If they make sense, they will not be miracles. Hey! So, we all just leave now. We are looking for pot. We are looking for buckets. We are fetching water. We are pumping water. And now, we are not just going. See, we see, it's up to us now to decide who is she. We are sorrow wine, no sorrow me. I mean, what kind of, we're talking wine, talking water. What kind of woman is this? What kind of Jesus is this? No. But he's grabbing and running. Your service to God. Whether coming to church, whether worshiping, whether sweeping, whether praying, do you do it reluctantly? Or do you do it because he said it? If you are doing it because he said it, you do with joy. You are not doing it because Pastor Taiwo is looking at you. You are not doing it because you want to impress Pastor Nomti. You are not doing it because, no, you offend Pastor Fred. No! Because Jesus said it and you are doing it with joy. And I explained why when they were filling the pot, they filled it with the brim, overflowing. That thing when Jesus answers your questions, overflowing. Abundantly. Exceedingly. Above. More. Abundantly. They filled the water to overflowing. Then they went back to her. Say, we have filled the water. To him. We have filled the water. Said, okay. You see, you know why we don't get miracles? Because we don't follow the first instruction. And when we follow it grudgingly. Don't mind them. They said they'll close at 11, they're closing at 12:30. What kind of church is that? All the prophecies there in that church has gone. What kind of Jesus church? All they do is just money. No, said, Did you go there for their money? Did you go there for their? Need to go there? Is it not a relationship with Jesus? What if it realizes that the whole of our lives are lived in covenants? You are in a covenant setting and path. Okay. So now we are coming to say, but he knows that we have done it. He said, you know what? Go get a cup. Take some. He didn't say why. He said, take out of the water you put there and go and give it to the governor. The governor is looking for wine. But whatever he says. All right. So they went. All of them followed. I mean, there was a Peter there. He was the one, a Peter-like. He was the one holding the cup, going in front. The rest were like, okay. All right. And when they got there, the man took it. They knew it was water. They knew it was for purifying pots. The man. All of them are like, Do you know this coming year? This year, in the name of Jesus. This year. This coming year. In the name of Jesus. You know why we say in the name of Jesus? We are saying we are standing in his stead. We are going, we are carrying out his errand. So it's like him doing it. Yeah? We say in the name of Jesus. This coming year. Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
This coming year. In the name of. Then the man made a statement.
The natural man reserves. No, the natural man brings the best in front because he will always want to impress. Have you been told before? It's part of the code of the corporate code when we're going for an interview. Say, come on, put your best foot forward. First impression counts, which is true. Get your acts together. If you mess up first time, you may not be given a second chance. That's natural. And he said, good Lord, please do it. He said, that's what I know. The governor was saying it. He said, but what kind of system are you employing here? What we have seen, we thought, was the best. So you had a joker. So why are you? Can't you see that he reserves the best for the last? So what makes you think that things can still happen these last few hours? Come on. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. And what makes you think that what happened 10 years ago when you fasted and prayed, and 8 years ago when you went to all the deliverances, and 5 years ago when you traveled abroad for all the conferences, what makes you think that they're not about to happen in a way that surpasses anything that could have happened? That's the nature of the God we serve. This coming year, in the name of Jesus. Hello. Aren't you glad you know Jesus? Aren't you glad Jesus knows you?
I'm so glad Jesus sets me free. I'm so glad Jesus sets me free. I'm so glad Jesus sets me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus sets me free.
Come on.
I'm so glad Jesus sets me free. I'm so glad Jesus sets me free. I'm so glad. Jesus set me free. Oh, sing it, glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Yeah,
on my way to heaven. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Sing it, glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Now hear me. What man cannot do, what man has no capacity for, but which is needed for your assignment, will happen. Divine capacity. Receive in the name of Jesus. I'll say it again. I said divine capacity. Receive in the name of Jesus. We're giving praise. I'm waiting for your testimony. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.